dubs only.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is probably my most important message today. I'm going to need your help. I can't afford to have all of you as bystanders in this debate. I want everybody to be in the game. I want you to hold me accountable. I want you to hold all of Washington accountable. There is a way to solve this deficit problem in an intelligent way that is fair and share sacrifices so that we can share opportunity all across America. But I can't do that if your voices are not heard. There are powerful voices in Washington. There are powerful lobbies and special interests in Washington, and they're going to want to reduce the deficit on your backs. And if you are not heard, that's exactly what's going to happen. If you are heard, then we're going to meet this challenge. We are going to secure our future. We're going to make our country stronger and more prosperous than it has ever been before.
There's President Obama speaking at a town hall meeting in Virginia, asking those present to be sure to hold him and Congress accountable if they fail to reduce the deficit. That's where we start in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an overview of the hot hits in talk radio and talk television. Doug Steffen here with a focus from MSNBC on Andrea Mitchell's conversation with Mark Halperin, talking about the Standard & Poor downgrading of our credit.
You know, my sense was, why not embrace this and say, look, you see how bad things can get? Look at the 140-point decline on Wall Street yesterday. Just in response to that, we've got to get serious, use that to light a fire against, light a fire with the budget negotiators and make Congress take notice. But you had a completely different interpretation.
You know, I don't, Standard & Poor's doesn't ask me for help in evaluating the high bond market, and I don't really look to them for political analysis. I mean, they're guessing, but they have no particular insider expertise, and I dare say they have less than a lot of people you and I both know about what's actually going to happen. There are a lot of reasons to think that there could still be a deal, and I can tick them off quickly, but the question of what the White House should do in reaction to this, they have to be the adults in this. John Boehner said they need to be adult in dealing with the debt ceiling, but overall, in terms of the credit of the United States and the big macro ratings and other factors that could hurt the economy, I think the White House cannot be alarmist. They don't need the leverage of this report to get something done. There are other things they can do, but they don't need the leverage to be, say, the sky is falling and therefore we have to act. I think that'd be counterproductive in the short term. It could hurt the economy. And in the long term, I don't think Republicans are going to react favorably to that.
I'm glad you're being more grown up than I am. It's nice to see that behavior from you, Mark. But also more seriously about the economy and the way the president is trying to sell it today, the first of these town hall meetings. Are people listening? Is he going to be able to get his message out that way?
I think it's very difficult because he's doing it still in a partisan way. He has real partisan differences with Republicans about how to get this done. But again, this is more of an inside game now. Clearly, public opinion on most of the major issues is on the side of the president, depending on how you ask the question. But in general, whether the rich should be taxed, the balance between tax increases on the wealthy and corporations and taking away tax debt breaks from corporations versus spending cuts on entitlements, the president, I think, has public opinion. It's the inside game in this case that matters more. The Gang of Six negotiators in the Senate, the level of trust the president can build with Mitch McConnell and then with John Boehner, how to sequence different parts of this and whether a big deal can come together in time for the debt ceiling, how recalcitrant House Republicans will be and how much they'll dig in. All of that is an inside game, I think, impervious at this point to public opinion. So whether people are listening to the president or not, I don't think much matters if the question is, will there be a grand bargain this year or before the 2012 election?
And in the new Washington Post poll, 57% disapprove of the way the president's handling the economy, only 42% approve. That said, if it is an inside game, Mark, have they, during these initial rounds, at least over the continuing resolution, have they developed a relationship? Because one of the striking things about the first couple of years of this administration and the Hill is that they were trying to pass each other. Mitch McConnell said he hadn't even met one-on-one with President Obama in the first 18 months. Have they begun to develop the kind of connections, the personal connections, that is going to make it possible?
Not enough. There was some progress made in the lame duck session on the tax deal. I think there was some progress around the CR. Look, the House Republicans said to Sandy Hoyer and the Democrats, we don't have the votes. We cannot get this passed with just Republican votes. And Democrats came up with a lot of votes. That's a level of trust, a joint whip operation that's going to be required not just on a grand bargain on the deficit, but on most of the issues they face now. Immigration, education, job creation, trade. It's going to require votes on both sides. So there's more trust than there was before, I think, particularly between the House Democrat like Steny Hoyer and the Republican leadership, and some more trust with the White House and respect, but not enough for there to be a big bargain. And I think the president can't understate that. He needs to figure out a way to have the kind of personal ties that are going to be required. Progress, but not enough yet.
Coming up, more on the negative rating from S&P, plus a congressman says he'll have a hard time supporting the president's budget or Congressman Ryan's budget. That's up next on The Countdown.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying,
switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you only want to lose 5 or 10 vanity pounds, sorry, but we can't help you. But if you seriously want to lose 30 pounds or more because you're worried about health risks like diabetes, high blood pressure, or cholesterol, we can help you. And the trial is free when you call 1-800-952-4105 in the next 5 minutes. We're Sensa, and our revolutionary weight loss solution is clinically proven to help you lose 30 pounds or more. And now, for a limited time, you can try Sensa free for a full 30 days if you call the toll-free number in the next 5 minutes. Sensa is proven through science, but works like magic. In one of the largest weight loss studies of its kind ever conducted, more than 1,400 participants lost over 30 pounds on average with Sensa, without changing their diet or exercise routine. If you're serious about losing weight and have more than 30 pounds to lose, call now for your free trial. Call 1-800-952-4105. 1-800-952-4105. That's 1-800-952-4105.
At Clinique, color is in bloom. See for yourself at Macy's. It's Clinique bonus time, and the best of spring beauty is free with your purchase of $21.50 or more. It's your choice and our treat. A violet or pink color collection with eyeshadow, blush, and a Can't Buy It Anywhere lipstick and gloss duo. There are other goodies, too. All free with your Clinique purchase of $21.50 or more. That's a $60 value. Clinique bonus now at Macy's. Skin is just happier here. Come find out why. One gift to a client, please, while supplies last.
I need mechanics I trust to keep my car up and running, and the Sears Auto Center's got them. They have ASE-certified technicians, so my car always gets expert maintenance from mechanics I can count on.
April is National Car Care Month, and we want to make sure you're ready to hit the road this spring. So come in now and save $40 on a spring maintenance package. Plus, save on all tires and get an American Express gift card worth up to $100 by mail with a purchase of 4 Bridgestone tires. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show on Fox. Jenna Lee speaks with Congressman James Lankford, who says neither the president nor congressman have enough cuts in their budget.
I mean, if you close your eyes, the possible downgrade of America's credit ratings by Standard & Poor's is still there. It's still sending shockwaves throughout the overseas markets and right here at home. And it's shining a spotlight on our crushing debt in this nation. And, of course, the next debate, whether or not to raise the debt ceiling. Our newest representatives in Congress are getting a dramatic education in all of this. Republican Congressman James Lankford of Oklahoma serves in the Budget Committee. He's a freshman in the freshman class, and he joins us now. And Congressman Lankford, you caught our eye because of this quote in the Washington Post. You were talking about being a private citizen and changing to become a politician. And you say when you get here to Washington, you get into the facts and into the weeds, it's worse than you ever thought. Tell us more about that. Why is it worse than you thought?
Well, it's worse than I thought because of how irresponsible this has been for so long. This is not some recent addition, and there is some play back and forth to say in the last 2 years it's advanced, and it has advanced more than ever. But we've been handling this for a long time. America's carried debt since Andrew Jackson was president. We've had a little bit of debt, but it's not been like this. And most Americans think if we just cut back a few programs, if we just did a little tweak here and there, we'd resolve this. But in reality, every bit of our military spending, every single agency that we have as a federal federal government is entirely paid for with borrowed money. So that is not sustainable. We've got to get us back into balance.
What's the most difficult part of being someone new with a new set of eyes and having to also negotiate with folks that have been there for a long, long time and have been, as some say, part of this problem?
I think the most difficult part of it is that there are a lot of people that are in D.C. that don't think there is a problem. They really think, well, we've had debt, we can manage this, we can handle it, and it's accelerating so fast now. But they keep thinking, well, it's not really a problem. I know we can do this. And there's a whole group of freshmen that are standing up there saying, this is not sustainable. We've got to be able to stop this level of spending. We really don't have a tax problem. We really do have a spending problem. If you look at the rapid advance of our spending, you see this generation of leaders that's really been saying, times are tough. And so I'll make it easier on me and my generation by making it tougher on the next generation. You know, those of us that are freshmen are stepping in and saying, that's not right to do the next generation. We got to solve it now.
But we've heard that saying from others of your party leadership before about it. It's a spending problem. It's not a revenue problem. That's been something that we've heard. So how are you going to vote when it comes to the debt ceiling as a freshman who's seeing these new issues and all the things that you just said? How are you going to vote on that?
Well, here's the issue on the debt ceiling. I did not come to Congress to raise more debt in America. I came to be able to deal with the debt problem. So what we've got to do is find a solution to start bending this curve back down. That's the big issue. And people talk about this being a big game of chicken. It's not a big game of chicken back and forth. The House passes a bill and sends it over to the Senate. The Senate ignores it. The Senate passes a bill, sends it to the House. The House ignores it. There are very few things we have to do together. A debt ceiling vote is one of those things we have to do together. And so this is a rare moment where the House and the Senate are forced to sit down. All we're saying from the House side is, if we're sitting down anyway, let's take on some big picture items that we've got to be able to take on and look for the systemic ways we can solve this. This is not a game of chicken. This is a time we know we're going to be sitting down and talking. Let's solve the problem, not just extend it another year.
I'm Doug Steffen. We're back on the countdown. Here, talk host Greg Jarrett speaks with Chuck Todd of NBC about the latest poll numbers for President Obama.
Just had a new poll come out from Washington Post. Once again, showing disapproval ratings moving up somewhat for the president's handling of the job of president. And on top of that, we get this word yesterday that Standard & Poor's has essentially given its bad approval rating to Congress and the president for their handling of the economic situation, saying, fix the deficit or we're going to downgrade the credit rating of the United States. You could just look at what happened on Wall Street yesterday for the response to that. Nobody is enjoying the job that anybody's doing in Washington, D.C. Hey, I like the job you've been doing. I've been watching you on TV. That's about the only approval rating that's getting an uptick, I think.
Well, I appreciate that. It is, you know, looking at this poll, and there's three ways to look at it. The number, the thing that's having the biggest driver right now of people's pessimism is gas prices. That's the common denominator here. That's when I talk to all these political pollsters who do this for a living, not the media pollsters, but the ones that sit there and you know, I always say the ones that have to be right, you know, not the ones that just get paid to do a poll. And they'll tell you that the gas prices is having this economic, particularly in the non-coastal areas of the country, in the Midwest and in the plains and in the Rockies. The second thing is the president never gets a good bump when he gives a very publicly partisan speech. And that speech last week was very partisan. The White House tried to deny that it was partisan, but it's not surprising to me that we see, I don't trust the Gallup Daily Tracking poll, so I don't like using that, but I noticed it had ticked down, and then seeing this poll sort of confirmed what we saw there. And then the third is the president and Congress are not talking about the economy and gas prices. They're talking about the debt and what they're going to take away from people. So that makes people even more pessimistic and more frustrated with Washington because they don't feel as if they're focused on figuring out how to get people back to work.
Yeah, I was just looking at the lowest gas price in Chicagoland is over $4 a gallon. And I'm reading that the people are going to use their income tax refund to go on their summer trip. It's just there's no money to go out and spend.
No, look, everybody has the story of like, oh, my God, it costs $90 to fill my truck or it costs $80 to fill my car. You know, it's starting to have a real impact when you start looking at $80, $90. That's, you know, that's 50% of a weekly grocery budget for a family of four types of things. So that's that's where it's having a serious impact.
Coming up, more on the budget, the S&P downgrade, and the debate over raising the debt ceiling. That's up next on the Talk Radio Review.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen, here focusing on what talk radio, talk television, left and right, news talk radio are involved in. The inclusion of the ongoing battle over the budget, recent downgrade from Standard & Poor's for the credit outlook. Here, host Ro Khan and Richard Roper talk to Congressman Peter Rascomb of Illinois about what the S&P downgrade means.
We were just talking about the fact that Standard & Poor's today, Standard & Poor's came out and basically took a shot across the bow at the Treasury bond and what does the United States have to do to get its house in order and all of that. They were talking about maybe there's a 1 in 3 chance that they will downgrade the U.S. Treasury to the bond to a less than AAA rating. All right. Now, that does beg the question, what gets the AAA rating if the U.S. Treasury bond doesn't get it? Because what is actually a more stable instrument?
Well,
on the planet right
about,
now.
But think about, let me take a step back and take a stab at this, because ultimately what we're talking about is the nature of the confidence that people have in the U.S. economy and the ability to live a disciplined fiscal life. That's what it really comes down
as
to.
As an economy. As a government.
And what the bond guys are telling us now is they're not seeing it, and this is a shot across the bow. So what we've got to do is not laugh it off. And I mean, the White House, they were very dismissive today. And I think that wasn't helpful. I think the White House had an opportunity to say, you know what, this is real, we understand it completely. And the White House was saying, well, they don't really see that we all want to get along. Really? You know what I mean? Is that the best answer that's coming out of the White House? Now, when it comes down to it, the public doesn't care if it's a White House problem or a House problem or a Senate problem. But I do think that the public is actually ahead of the political class on this. The public intuitively understands they don't like it when there's open conversations about the U.S. dollar not being the reserve currency. They don't like it when they see the American president go to the G20 summit and not be the dominant figure. They don't like it that the Chinese are building stealth bombers and we're paying for it with our interest. Mm-hmm. And they want to have, you know, put the facts on the table, make the choices. And this is, I've come, you know, my opinion is this debt manages us or we manage this debt. And that's really what it comes down to. So we've got a couple of years, I think. I don't want to overstate that. We've got We have a matter of a few years, I believe, to get our heads around this thing. And it's all about confidence and trajectory. And what S&P is seeing today is not instilling the confidence.
Jay Weber here talking about the downgrade and how important it is that Congress raise the debt ceiling.
He made it clear, I, Obama, am just going to play politics with this debt and claim we need to raise tax on the rich and run for re-election on this theme. So that is what the S&P analysis said yesterday was, this is a warning. Don't mess around with your nation's credit rating. They said they saw little chance that the White House and Congress will agree on a deficit reduction plan before the November 2012 elections, and the rating agency doubts that any plan will be in place until after 2014 or later. They're saying, we're not seeing a bright outlook for America until after the next presidential election at the very least, so we're downgrading you. That's what happened yesterday. For the first time ever in the nation's history, America is in danger of losing that AAA credit rating. And Obama just shrugs it off. Well, that brings us to the related matter of extending the debt limit. It is ridiculous to even call it a debt limit, of course, because every time our politicians borrow so much money and grow so much debt that we hit the alleged debt limit, gee, they just vote to raise it even higher. And they have over 100 times, or about 100 times in the last 100 years. Just, hey, we'll just spend more. We'll just raise the limit. And they have to raise the debt limit now, because if Congress refuses to raise the nation's debt limit, the Treasury loses the ability to borrow any more money, and government can't pay its bills and defaults on its debt. So the debt ceiling will need to be raised. Now, there's a back and forth right now in Washington, and some people are, you know, especially Tea Party types are saying, don't raise it, don't raise it, don't raise it. The debt ceiling will need to be raised, and both parties know it. And yet, the S&P just said yesterday, good God, you need to reduce your debt, America. You, Congress, need to get serious about lowering your debt.
Coming up, we'll shift the focus to the media circus surrounding Donald Trump as the countdown continues.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Here's the thing about credit card companies. When you're in debt to them, they're the ones in charge. Hiking up your interest rates, slapping you with late fees, even calling you day and night to collect. Well, it's time you were the one in control. By settling your credit card debts for a fraction of what you owe, you need American Debt Negotiators. We'll match you with an expert who'll help settle your debt for pennies on the dollar and then roll everything into one affordable monthly payment. No more credit card payments. No more collection calls. It's simple, it's proven, and it's legal. If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, call for a free consultation that'll help you get debt-free sooner than you ever imagined. This is powerful information that credit card companies don't want you to know. Information that will put you in control. Call for your free phone consultation right now. Call 1-888-284-9273. That's 1-888-284-9273. Call 1-888-284-9273. Call now.
The morning sun will guide me. I count the days till you're beside me. It'll take more than miles to separate you and me. Cause my heart is there with you. As the forge just starts to brew. Waking up to that aroma that always pulls us through. The best part of waking up is Folgers in.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion. Fit standard standard mason jars are indefinitely reusable and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. We're back on the countdown with Donald Trump in our sights. He continues to be the focus of almost every major news media outlet. A lot of debate whether or not he's actually considering a run for the presidency or if this is just a stunt. From NBC, Martin Bashir speaks about the accusations from some that are questioning whether Trump has any qualifications and should be taken seriously or not.
Donald Trump's flamboyant flirtation with presidential politics has raised objections among some people who say he's simply not qualified to run for the highest office in the land. But is that fair? And what are the qualities that are required for anyone who wants to run for president? One might assume that a firm grasp of economics, history, and international relations, along with a strong commitment to public service and a realistic vision of what this country can become in the future, that those would be the bare minimum requirements. But in practice, that doesn't seem to be the case, does it? During the last presidential campaign, Sarah Palin was exposed as someone who knew little about geopolitics, couldn't name a single Supreme Court ruling that has shaped the nation, and even seemed to have a poor grasp of basic geography. But that didn't stop John McCain from selecting her as his running mate, and it's being suggested that next time round she will go for the top job. Well, how about Michelle Bachmann, whose grasp of history and geography seems to be shaky at best, confusing New Hampshire with Massachusetts, and also suggesting that the founding fathers were responsible for the end of slavery when many of them were dedicated slave owners? Still, she herself continues to encourage the idea that she may run in 2012. You see, Donald Trump may well be the owner of an absurd hairstyle, the host of a reality television show, and the best-known property developer in the country. And none of these qualities would necessarily qualify for public office, but that's not the point. Compared with those two, he's a political heavyweight. What's also indisputable is that he has enough charisma and cash to underwrite a run for the White House. but he also has the most important credential of all, and he, of all people, knows it better than anyone. He was born in the United States of America, just like the current president.
Taco Steve Scott here with Ben Smith from Politico.com. He says that Trump's entire career has been a publicity stunt.
Donald Trump seems to be everywhere these days. Is he serious about possibly running for president?
I think he's as serious about running for president as he is about everything else. I mean, people call it a publicity stunt, but his entire career has been one extended publicity stunt, and running for president seems to fit right into that right now.
You know, when Donald Trump rips LaGuardia Airport or criticizes U.S. policy with China, as he did yesterday, does his message resonate with Americans? You can almost see a lot of heads nodding out there when he talks.
Yeah, I think there's kind of a plain-spoken, blunt kind of anger that he's channeling right now. I mean, people don't know a ton about him, honestly, beyond that he's a sort of, in theory, a successful businessman, and they like what he's saying. I think if he gets out there much further, you're going to see his Republican rivals remind Republicans of things that people that they did not know about him, that he used to be pro-choice, that he called George Bush evil. There's a very thick file on Donald Trump that the Republicans are starting to assemble.
But let's say he is serious. What would Donald Trump do to a hypothetical Republican race? Does he turn it upside down, or is he a blip on the radar?
I would think that he initially turns it upside down and really drowns out a lot of these guys like the Tim Pawlentes of the world who are assiduously trying to, you know, make themselves serious candidates and get people's attention and, you know, have people learn their names. I do think that as Republicans learn more and more about Trump and about his career and about his positions and about the, you know, that he used to support universal health care, he's not ultimately going to be a viable candidate in the Republican primary.
Let me ask you this. Donald Trump, of course, makes a lot of money just off his name and off talk about his name. All of this presidential talk could certainly boost the ratings for his TV show. Any chance this is some sort of masterful PR stunt?
Well, it's certainly a masterful PR stunt. He will have to decide next month, though, whether he wants to drop the NBC show, because he can't run for president while he has a show. That would force the network to give equal time to all his rivals. So he is going to have to make a decision on that soon.
In a talk radio interview, Robert Schlesinger from U.S. News & World Report speaks about how well Trump continues to do in all those polls.
Recent polls have Trump either in first or second place among potential 2012 GOP contenders. So in that sense, he seems to be getting traction as a... Here's the thing about Trump is that Trump, of course, is very well known. And so there is some element of, you know, when people are polled in these surveys, they haven't heard of half of the people. So they kind of tend to support people they've heard of. But a month ago, when Trump was tested among potential GOP candidates, his numbers were half of what they are now. And what has happened in the last month is that he has become the face and hairdo, if you will, of the birther movement, which says that President Obama was actually born in Kenya and is therefore not eligible to be president. And Trump's embrace of birtherism has coincided with his rise in the polls, which for a couple of reasons is bad news for the GOP more broadly looking ahead to next year.
Coming up, we'll hear from a host who thinks that Mr. Trump may destroy the Republican chances if he continues to talk about running.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
River Point Wellness Center.
Hi, I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having a treatment on my spider veins.
Okay, and can I ask why you're canceling?
Well, I found this product that really works.
Can I ask what product?
Oh, sure. It's Vinacura. If you have frustrating spider or varicose veins, you don't have to get a treatment. Just get to your phone for a risk-free trial of Vinacura. Call 1-800-499-3227. All-natural Vinacura contains a clinically proven ingredient that visibly erases spider and varicose veins, even if you've had them for years. It even helps alleviate discomfort. The results are so impressive, people who've tried it say it's life-changing. Find out how you can try Vinacura free for 30 days and watch as your spider and varicose veins disappear from view faster than you thought possible. Call now for your risk-free trial of Vinacura. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-499-3227. 1-800-499-3227.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. It doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
This is the Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. The conversation about Donald Trump seems to never end these days. Here host Charlie Sykes says that with all the problems the president is having with the budget, this would be a perfect time for the Republicans to pick up some ground if that weren't for Donald Trump.
It's becoming more and more apparent that Barack Obama is vulnerable, but he's not vulnerable unless Republicans can come up with a serious candidate. We talked about this last week. The least serious candidate out there is Donald Trump, who, weirdly enough, seems to have a following. And this has become more and more. Larry Sabato, who is a very veteran political observer, actually tweeted this morning that it's becoming pretty obvious that the mainstream media is in love with the Donald Trump candidacy, in part because it distracts any attention from the serious candidates out there. That for every minute you spend focusing on Donald Trump, that is more time that you are not spending talking about the substantive, serious candidates. And then Charles Krauthammer just dropped big time on him, calling him the Republicans' Al Sharpton.
Trump is the Al Sharpton of the Republican Party. Provocateur and clown. Unserious. I think he's going to harm the party if he runs for the same reason that Sharpton harm the Democrats. I know you can now see all the mail coming in, address it to me, not to Brett. He's not responsible. Which means because in the debates, he'll be out there. I think he's going to run. This is not just a trial run. He'll be up in the debates, and like Sharpton, he's going to monopolize the discussion, draw it away on issues that are irrelevant, like Obama's birth, and that can only hurt the party.
Well, let me counter. When you and Karl Rove and others say this, you're right. It generates a lot of attention, a lot of mail about Donald Trump. There is some kind of thing happening out there, isn't there, about a straight-talking guy? Do you think it's all about name recognition? Do you think there's a hunger for somebody who's kind of cutting through the traditional politician?
It's all name recognition. And he's a celebrity. He's on television. He's a guy who talks about winners and losers. The vulgarity of him is offensive. He talked about today comparing himself with Romney. I have a bigger net worth. That's what you expect from somebody who wants to promote himself in business and make a name. That's not what you want from a presidential candidate.
And then Club for Growth, which is a leading fiscally conservative organization, came up, really blasted Trump and said, look, you guys have any idea who this guy is? I mean, he's shooting his mouth off and you like what he says, but you've got to be joking, said this is a former congressman named Chocola. What a name. Who is the head of Club for Growth. Donald Trump has advocated in the past for massive tax increases that display a stunning lack of knowledge about how to create jobs, his love for a socialist-style universal health care system, and his alarming obsession with protectionist policies are automatic disqualifiers among free market conservatives. This publicity stunt will sputter and disappear just as quickly as The Apprentice is losing viewers. Yeah, what does he really think? And then people are going it back and pulling out these old sound bites where, you know, Donald Trump's been out there in the past. I mean, this he did not just simply emerge, you know, with having political opinions. So just 4 years ago, he was on television in New York saying how absolutely fantastic and wonderful and awesome Barack Obama was and using the word evil to describe President Bush. This is a guy who is running for president who less than 4 years ago was describing George Bush as evil.
Talk host Tom Tagney talking about Karl Rove's comments that Donald Trump is a joke.
And I can tell you, I'm their worst nightmare. I am not the person that they want to run against. And they know it, and I know it, and I know it for a fact.
That's Donald Trump on what he expects would be the impact of his candidacy on the Obama White House. After all, he's been ripping the president nonstop for weeks.
I think Obama's done a terrible job. I think he's been a terrible president.
But the nightmare Trump is trumping could turn out to be one for the Republicans. If it's true that Trump will actually become a formal candidate, Politico indicates it's likely he will at least declare his candidacy, he'll naturally have to spend more time going after fellow Republicans than the president. And given his sharp tongue and penchant for blunt talk, that could spell trouble. Karl Rove, the politically astute man behind George W. Bush's two terms, seems to smell trouble and has been going after Trump hard.
He's just, you know, now a joke candidate. Let him go ahead and announce for election on The Apprentice. The American people aren't going to be hiring him, and certainly the Republicans are not going to be hiring him in the Republican primary.
A joke candidate? Nothing fires up Trump more than not being taken seriously, I suspect. This weekend, Trump fired back.
Because the level of animosity, even with our own party. I heard Karl Rove today on television. It was terrible. What he said was amazing. He was so against me because I am questioning. All I want to do is see this guy's birth certificate.
And Trump didn't let it go there, just defending himself. Instead, he felt the need for a shot across the bow at Rove and Bush.
I watched. And, you know, the Republicans have to be very careful of that. Because, obviously, Karl Rove didn't do very well the last couple of years in the Bush administration because, hey, whether you like him or not, George Bush gave us Obama, and I'm not happy about it. Okay, I'm not happy about it.
And now he's trying to cut down front-runner Mitt Romney, cut him down to size by pointing out that Romney's a small businessman compared to him, that his net worth dwarfs the millionaire Romney. Trump is gaining traction in the national polls, and he seems to have eclipsed Sarah Palin as the darling of the Tea Party, but it's too early to take any of that too seriously. But what makes Trump dangerous to the GOP is that he's willing to say just about anything he wants to, because he's got nothing to lose. A political career is not the end-all and be-all for him. He is all about winning, though.
I could also possibly win as an independent, otherwise I wouldn't do it. If I can't win, I'm not doing it for any other reason, because I like winning.
Does that word winning sound familiar? Could Donald Trump do to the GOP what Charlie Sheen did to Two and a Half Men? Not likely, but the Adonis DNA might explain his hair.
Hosts Luke Burbank and Dave Ross here with a focus on the endorsement, actually the first endorsement to come out for Donald Trump.
It's interesting because Donald Trump hasn't even officially announced that he's running for president. He's just talking in a very presidential way, or, you know, a presidential nominee sort of way. So I guess it's only fitting that the person who's endorsing him when he's not really a candidate is someone who's equally a weirdo, since he's taken the step of endorsing someone who's not actually a presidential candidate yet. But it is none other than Gary Busey.
Donald Trump has the wherewithal, the knowledge, and the awareness of this country. He wants to turn it back to where the founders had it. We have an administration now, which I do respect the sitting president, but it's a mess. Government takeover of middle-class America. Government takeover with Obamacare. If you don't take Obamacare, you get $525,000. Where does that go? That goes to government. Keep spending. They want to spend more. Not worrying about the deficit or the budget. Donald Trump will turn that around. And I'm campaigning for him now. I will continue to campaign for him. And that's the truth, and it's a good thing. And the word Trump, T-R-U-M-P, I created Trumpism for his last name. T-R-U-M-P stands for Taking Redirection, Understanding Massive Power.
Taking Redirection, Understanding Massive.
So, you know, with the Busey in Donald Trump's corner, I don't know how he couldn't win.
Up next, we shift the focus to what you're paying at the pump, gas prices reaching near record levels. That's up next on our countdown.
Imagine being free of debt in just 12 weeks without payment plans or negotiating or hiring an attorney. 18 years ago, we cracked the code of debt collections and set tens of thousands of people free of their debts. It's called Zero Debt Guaranteed, and it works for all debts.
My wages were being garnished, so I used the program and the attorney dropped the case and he returned my money within 2 weeks.
With Zero Debt Guaranteed, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Call our help desk for lightning fast assistance. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. Call Zero Debt Guaranteed now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program, 800-477-9256. Or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen, talking about what talk radio and talk television, the left and the right, news talk radio, are focused on. The skyrocketing cost of petroleum. Chris Jensen and Richard Louie talk about the growing number of states that are seeing prices over $4 a gallon.
AAA says the national average for regular gas has climbed to $3.84 a gallon, 29 cents higher than just a month ago, and nearly a dollar up from a year ago. MSNBC's Richard Louie is just north of us in Yonkers, New York, and those have got to be some of the highest prices in the country.
They are quite high here, Chris, and $3.84 will sound kind of good to a lot of people based on what you just said. For instance, in Hawaii, it's $4.37. California, $4.20. Right here in Yonkers, New York, we're looking at $4.19. So you can imagine that there are some real effects to people based on these higher prices, and it's affecting the people that need the most help. For instance, there is a food bank in Santa Clara, California, that has now seen their fuel costs go up by $500,000, and this has affected 250,000 people that they try to serve each and every year. In fact, the director of that food bank had this to say about how they're doing.
We have over 28 trucks in our fleet who are utilizing that fuel to get the food either from the packers and growers and donors or getting it out into the communities. It's a perfect storm with the rising fuel costs, rising food costs, rising needs. So you have that, you know, compounded effect on the individuals that we're trying to serve in order to get food out to them.
All right. And it's, you know, when you put this in context here, Chris, it's hard to understand how high prices are. But just to show you, on average, we expect to see a gas price increase price from January through Memorial Day on an average of 52 cents. At least that's been the average since 2000. Also, when you take a look at the highest price of gas in 2008, that was $1.13. We, right now, January to date, are seeing 70 cents of a rise so far. It could go higher. They are saying by Mother's Day we'll hit 4.11, and then by Memorial Day we could see 4.50. These are just some of the businesses that are affected also by these gas prices. Right across the street from me here, Chris, I was talking with the auto parts store there. They were saying that they are seeing people buy less of those accessories for their cars. They're buying more important things such as tune-up items, and of course, Chris, that helps to save yet more gas. And the gas prices being so high, that's important.
The money is astonishing, more than $800 per family per year to fuel up.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess besides trying to figure out where the cheapest prices are and not driving so much, are there really alternatives?
Yeah, when we look at that increase, according to the Energy Department that you're alluding to, over $800 more will be this year. Well, a way that you can shave off $800, Chris, according to the NRDC, NRDC.org, lists a way that you can save $800. One way is to drive more smoothly, they say. And by driving more smoothly, they say you will save some $270-odd. That's significant. Also, if you tune up your car, as I was pointing to over my shoulder a second ago, that also will help you save money because you are, again, getting more efficient gas mileage. And then finally, they're saying every day that you cut out of your driving schedule to work, that also saves over $200. All said here, Chris, if you decide to do that, you could save $800.
Here, radio man Bob Connors with analyst Curtis Greco about the impact gas prices are having on what you pay for food.
Gas and food prices, why so high? What's your take on it?
Well, you've got two critical things taking place, Bob. There's the fallout of what you're seeing happening as a result of the Wall Street Reform Bill that was passed last year that basically formalized open speculation, legitimized the open speculation of commodities on the in the commodities market, now for the first time allowing banks to actually direct their portfolio trading directly into the commodities markets. And number two, the plummeting value of the dollar on the world markets. These are two distinct issues that are driving prices up. It's you're seeing it start to spiral effect around the globe. China is now reporting, you know, in the, just the month of March, a 5% increase in their basic commodity portfolios for China. Fuel prices and food prices there are rising. And it's a direct reflect, I think, of a strategic policy move on the part of Washington and New York to increase the availability of the dollar for purchasing the federal debt. And I think all of this is driving an inflationary spiral that is being felt across the country, particularly most conspicuously in fuel prices.
You can find out more about all of the items on the Countdown every day by visiting the Talk Radio Countdown Show section, prominently featured at DougStephan.com.